This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Viagra going generic, even though it kind of, I believe, has been generic. We're finding out that Viagra's price is going to be cut close to half. So for those of you that, you know, need your Viagra, which a lot of people do, and that's good, okay, you know, we used to, you know, make a lot of jokes about that, but now it's kind of a status symbol, like, yeah, I use Viagra, and the ladies are like, excited, all right, then he uses Viagra, which means I know I'll have a longer than 2.5 minute sexual experience. You guys are going to be able to probably get it cheaper. We're being told that, and this is something that many of us have suspected, that when you use narcotics, you actually may be increasing your obesity. And they found that painkillers increase the risk of obesity by 95%. We're going to be talking about that. Ross is going to be talking about what's been going on with the fire. This is crazy. We are talking 80 mile per hour gusts of winds. And thousands of people have been fleeing their homes. This is like anything we've ever seen during this time of year. And we're going to give you guys the updates on that. Many of you in your sleep thrash around, okay, and kind of kick and punch your partner in your sleep. I do that all the time. But now we're being told that that could be a sign of Parkinson's or dementia. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the rate of Alzheimer's disease is supposed to double by the year 2060. Now, I'm going to be, what, 32 years old by then? Lord have mercy. So I may be one of them. We'll talk about what to do and I guess find who could take care of us before this happens to us. And then I guess there's a surgeon who was talking on a cell phone during an operation. Uh-oh. Tell you what happens to him. But, breaking news is Senator Al Franken has announced his plans to resign. Senator Al Franken, moments ago, says after these series of allegations accusing him of sexual harassment, he will have his replacement selected by Governor Mark Dayton. Now, Governor Mark Dayton is a Democrat. It's very interesting because Conyers said, okay, my son is taking over. But Al Franken, I guess he doesn't get to choose. He's, the governor is going to, and I always thought there was supposed to be some sort of a special election. I think Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith would hold the seat until a special election in November 2018. We've talked about his comedy career. The first allegation with Leanne Tweeden where, allegedly forced his tongue down her throat while they were rehearsing a USO skit for a tour back in 2006. And then he mimicked groping her breasts while she was asleep. Stupid stuff that he did. Now, very interesting. I got an email, anonymous, okay? He doesn't want his name out there, but I'm still going to read it. He said, "Don't hate, but I kind of feel sorry for Al Franken." He writes, "His life is over for being stupid years ago. His political career is done. He can't get a job anywhere now. He's a creep, but just saying, I feel bad for the guy." For those of you that feel bad for somebody like Al Franken or John Conyers or Matt Lauer, here's the thing. Okay, and I get it. I think every man in the world or every man in the country is afraid that something is going to come back from their past when they were overly frisky. And any man who did sexually assault should be scared. I mean, if you assaulted anybody or harassed anybody to the degree that, it caused that person, would cause that person such grief, you should be fearful, okay? You know, the women are coming. But for those of you that got frisky and you're afraid that, you know, she's going to turn around and say it was unwanted, that is fearful. I get that. And I see why, you know, I see why some people will kind of feel sorry for some of these people that are going down like they are. You know, how are they going to get another job? You know, they're done for. It was in the past. They are completely ruined. But see, here's the thing. When you decide to take on the role as a public official, and you take an oath and you swear to uphold the Constitution, or you swear to represent your state, to represent your city, represent your country, you better be worthy. And so for years, we've been joking about how politicians are creeps and, you know, they cheat and they, you know, do all sorts of weird stuff in their office on taxpayer dimes. That era is over now. If you are going to represent a group of individuals, then you have to be a wholesome person. And, you know, just like with the Olympics, anybody who ever cheated, by the way, you heard that Russia is not allowed to compete unless the athletes compete as neutral, like not associated with the country. If you have ever cheated, you personally, even if it was high school sports, you should not be an Olympian. Because if you're an Olympian, that means you are of the purest of pure athletes. You couldn't have cheated for part of your path there. That's not cool. Same thing with being a public official. And so when you make a choice to go into politics, you know, anything from your past can do you in. Absolutely. No doubt. It stinks. But, you know, that's what you get when you're in the public eye. You know, Kevin Spacey has been honored with millions and millions and millions of dollars and awards and movies and all sorts of opportunities all this time. But if he wants to be loved by the public and revered and people pay to see him, he can't be of a persona that makes somebody want to vomit, such as the allegations of him forcing himself on a 14-year-old boy. You cannot do, you know, you can't child rape, you can't child sexually assault and expect that the public is still going to want you, you know, to be a, you know, beacon of their entertainment. So, you know, I understand why part of you may feel bad for, you know, what has been going on with some of these people who have, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, you should be innocent until proven guilty. So I can't stand the fact that people are being hung before they're even tried. However, when you choose to go into public office, that's the risk you're taking. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, well, topping one of today's stories, there's a lot we have to talk about. But the one that people are the most interested in is Viagra. Apparently, Pfizer is going to launch its own cheaper generic version. Viagra's been generic for a while. I forget the year. I have to look it up. But Viagra did go generic, I thought. But Pfizer is going to launch its own cheaper generic version of Viagra. Oh, no. Actually, looks like this is the week it goes. I thought it was generic before. I apologize. All right. So I guess it doesn't want to have to compete with the other companies that are going to be making generic versions of it. And hence, Pfizer will begin selling the little white pill at half of the $65 a pill retail price. Are you kidding me? $65 a pill for Pfizer? You know what? No, that makes sense because I got to tell you something. Okay, I remember in the 90s, it averaged a dollar a pill, but that was on prescription. So, wow, $65 a pill? You see, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I'm too cheap. I don't like spending that kind of money. I would forego on the sex. I would not pay $65, not for sex with the prostitute. I mean, I would not pay $65 for 2.5 to maybe, if we stretch it, 4 minutes of pleasure. I wouldn't do that. Is that worth it? Does anybody pay cash for Viagra? I don't think a lot of people will pay cash for Viagra unless they do a kind of, maybe online sales or cheaper version, which you got to be really, really careful with online. But I just remember the 90s, it averaged $1 a pill with prescription. And I thought that was a lot of money. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going to pay a whole dollar every time you want to have sex. But, you know, Viagra, boy, did it revolutionize. It's so revolutionary, not only because it helped men enjoy sex, but it brought sex back to a generation that thought that they just can't have it anymore. And it infused so much youth into the older population. See, I live in Las Vegas. And for those of you who are 65 and older, one of the most happening places to be, it's not New Orleans, it's not New York City. If you are 65 or older, the hottest scenes, right, for dating, for meeting people, for partying it up is Las Vegas. And especially off the strip areas. This is where more seasoned partiers go. They know how to elbow the younger people out. They do it very, very well. Older people are very, very good at taking over a bar. I see them do it all the time. And let them. That's fine. Let them. So you got a young couple there, and if there's a bunch of, baby boomers who want to go boom, 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 you know, and they know how to elbow these other people out. You know, because what they'll do, if you're sitting there at the bar, what they'll do is they'll kind of stand next to you and then lean in and go, oh, sorry, I spilled my drink. And then you're finally like, you know what, they're older, you know, I don't want to accidentally, you know, run into their prostate, it's okay. And then you move down, you know, and then more people, and they don't party, you know, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're talking about late nighters, because when you're older, you have trouble sleeping a lot of times. And so you're up, you know, and a lot of older people take naps during the day. So that would be me. I'll get up early. I'll do what I have to do. Let me take a big long nap till about 6 at night. Then I'll get up and party. So I totally see that. I get that. So you have, it's so beautiful to see. And boy, are they... they're horny. Oh, my gosh. And the stuff they say to each other. Plus, they don't live in the era of political correctness. So they butt grab. It's girls, too. The ladies, too. Oh, my gosh. The ladies. Remember the 60s. Okay? They were the ones that basically defined sex in the 20th century. And you're going to tell an older person that they don't know what they're doing? Oh, no. So anyway, many more generics are supposed to go on sale for Viagra this summer. It's going to steadily slash the price of generics by 90% the more competition. Dr. Nahum Kutlowitz says patients are paying fortunes. When generic Viagra comes out, they will be very happy. Now, he's a urologist at New York Staten Island University Hospital. Viagra, remember, came out in 1998. It was the first pill groundbreaking for impotence. They say it transformed a private frustration for many aging men into a publicly discussed medical condition with easy treatment. And, you know, men, their options were penile injections and implants and these pumps where you could pump near the testicle, air into... I mean, there was a whole variety of things that just weren't, you know, just wasn't palatable for most men and even women. And eventually what was very, very cool is nobody seemed to be embarrassed about Viagra. You know, oh, gosh, I need this medication. Then it was like, ah, I need to get Viagra, or here's my Viagra prescription. They'll even pop the blue pill. I'll watch these guys pop their blue pill right then and there at the bar. I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't want to wait till you get home? No, I just live up the street. Yeah, well, what, you know, but, and I get it, because it takes a while to kick in. Cialis came out in 2003. They have the once a week dosing. Let me see here. I think Levitra also was out. Anyway, so Pfizer says this market research shows 20% of customers are loyal to Viagra. So rather than give up the sales to generic makers, as brand name drug makers usually do, the company says, fine, we're going to sell its own generic. Call me naive. I didn't know the pharmaceutical companies can just make their own generic if they want. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. But when generic companies come in, boy, does that bring down the pricing on a lot of competition. And we love generics. We do. And, you know, most generic medications are fine. Everybody's worried, oh, my gosh, if I have a generic blood pressure medicine, will it work? For the most part, yeah, it will. For some people, when it comes to their thyroid medication or heart medication, it's brand name only, according to the doctor. But for the most part, yeah, the generics are fine. So in January, they say the drug maker Pfizer will offer two new discount programs and increase its co-payment card discounts. Uninsured men can get brand name Viagra half off through an innovative online home delivery program called Pfizer Direct. Many insured patients will be able to get a month's prescription. 6 to 10 pills is a month's prescription. Six pills, guys. I know you want to take it every day. It's not 30 pills. That's not a month's prescription, 6 to 10. And your copay would only be $20. So being able to get your Viagra now, because it's technically generic, is going to be pretty groundbreaking. They said last year more than 12 million prescriptions for Viagra and Cialis were filled in the U.S., generating a combined $3 billion in sales. Wow. That's according to health data and clinical research company IQVIA. But prescriptions have dropped more than 20% since 2012. Why? Price hikes, deductibles, many insurance companies are like, if that's not life-threatening medication, you know, life-needing, you know, sustaining medication, we're not going to cover it. And so thank Obamacare to that one. Now, retail prices, it was $10 a pill. I apologize. Retail prices used to be in the 90s, $10 a pill. Then it jumped to $62 a pill for Viagra. So that's happened over the last decade. For Cialis, it was $11, and then it went up to $61. So Sildenafil, which is the generic of Viagra, by June 11th is going to start becoming more avoidable or affordable. So if you can avoid having sex until then to save money, you might want to. Levitra and Cialis will also get their own generic competitions, too. Let me see. Now, there was something else I wanted to add to that. One thing I keep bringing up whenever we talk about sexual dysfunction is another reason why that medication revolutionized the industry and this time, this era that we live in, is doctors were able to find more people with heart disease. Because if somebody had erectile dysfunction, the doctors wanted to check their heart to make sure that they weren't going to, you know, give the guy a heart attack by giving him some Viagra and having him have sex. As we know, doctors have been sued if patients had sex and had a heart attack in sex, as that cardiologist got sued with that menage a trois. So, and we've talked about that case, and I'll talk about it again. So, with that being the case, when doctors decide to screen you for heart disease, because if you're having blood flow issues down there, you're going to probably have blood flow issues in the heart, we've caught so many people who are about to have a heart attack. So, life-saving medication. To me, 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, so painkillers increase the risk of obesity by 95%. This is shocking new research as prescriptions for the drugs double to millions upon millions in the last 10 years. Now, this article's coming out of Europe, and they say Europe's overall overdose deaths also rose for the third consecutive year in 2015 to 8,400, 81% of which were related to opioids. Of course, with us, we lose, 91 people a day to opioid overdoses. I mean, just striking numbers in America and Europe. And so new research from the largest study of its kind reveals patients taking painkillers alongside medication for heart disease, stroke, and diabetes are 95% more likely to become obese. Because these drugs are sedating, people become inactive, but even more so, they say it's affecting their metabolism. So, let me see. I'm trying to think here where I'm sorry. There we go. Okay. I had to find the article. So researchers from the University of Newcastle analyzed 130,000 people taking drugs for diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. 7,400 participants were also prescribed a medication like opioid for chronic pain, whether it was for migraines or lower back discomfort. The participants were asked about their smoking status, alcohol intake, activity levels, and then average hours of sleep a night. Results revealed that people taking the painkillers or narcotics alongside these other medications, 95% more likely to be obese. They're also 82% more likely to have a very high risk waist circumference and 63% more likely to develop high blood pressure. So when you take a narcotic, you get kind of sedated, but you don't get sedated in a good way where you'll sleep throughout the night. You kind of get lazy. And another thing narcotics do, especially that little buzz that you get, is you don't seem to care temporarily. So what ends up happening is, you know, you take the narcotic and you feel good, and you're like, I look good. And everyone's around you going, yeah, you look good, Bob. Really good there. I look good. You going to the gym, Bob? Why do I need to go to the gym? I look good. All right, Bob. Actually, you don't, but that's all right. Go ahead. That's all right. Just knock yourself out. Then the narcotics starts to wear off. All right. The pain starts to come back. Because, again, a lot of people take narcotics because they have real pain. Pain starts to come back. You don't feel well. Well, you're not going to want to exercise if you're in pain. You don't feel well, so it's very easy to blow the whole day if you're on narcotics. It just is. And so, obviously, those people may not be more likely to exercise. They say also that narcotics mess with your sleep. Another thing it could do is it could lower your respiratory drive, so you end up waking up in the middle of the night not breathing. Sometimes it could worsen your sleep apnea, and that could increase the risk of obesity. Then, medications like gabapentin and amitriptyline can affect metabolism. That causes weight gain. Even though amitriptyline and gabapentin are not narcotics, they are used for pain control, neuropathic pain control, because the nerves, and that could cause weight gain. So lead author Dr. Sophie Cassidy says, we already know that opiates are dependency-forming, but the study also found patients taking opiates have the worst health. And so obesity rates are much higher, and the patients reported sleeping poorly. You know, it just all connects. You have diabetes, you have obesity, you have heart disease. I mean, these are all triple, quadruple whammies. And, you know, being able to, and this is what I really, really feel bad, this is what really kind of pulls at my heartstrings with people. They have so many things going on with them. And as a doctor, you tell them, look, if you lose weight, this will all go away. But if it was that easy for me to lose weight, I would be a size 2 right now. Okay? It's not. It's not easy to lose weight. It is so damn difficult. And so when somebody's like, well, I got diabetes, and I got obesity, and I got arthritis, and I got high blood pressure, and I got high cholesterol, and I'm at risk for a heart attack, it's overwhelming for them. Now, you and I may go, well, wait a second, okay, just go baby steps at a time, lose 5 pounds, then lose another 5 pounds, try to lose 20 pounds this year, little baby steps. If you can lose 20 pounds in a year, that's only about 1.5 pounds a month. If you can do that, all right, then next year we try the next 20 pounds. It doesn't work that way, all right? We all see a piece of pizza. You know what I had for breakfast this morning? I had a slice of cold pizza. And it was yummy. It was so yummy. Okay, how am I supposed to lose weight eating a slice of pizza for breakfast? So, it may be easy to skinny folk, because skinny folk may not get as hungry as we get. They may not be as lured by temptation as we are. You know, I try to stay away from buffets as much as possible, because if I see a little baby piece of chocolate cake, I am done for. If I see meat, you know how at some of these buffets, they have this big carcass of some cow, and there's a carving station, and you get to watch the man carve meat for you to eat. And sometimes he asks you what side, what, you know, piece of the animal you want. And you're like, I want this. It really looks juicy. And then they cut the slice. You know what they do? They cut a very thin slice. Do you guys notice that? So you're like, oh, man, he's going to give you a big chunk of that meat. And then he cuts a little bit. I mean, he's got this big, huge knife. There's this big, huge thing of meat. He's a big guy. And you're thinking you're going to get the biggest, whopping, machoist piece of juicy meat. And instead, he does a little baby paper-thin sliver of the meat. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? He's like, would you like more, ma'am? Like, yeah, I want more. Then he cuts another baby little sliver. Okay, so I'm like, I'm like, you know, it's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to sit here and have you do 25 millimeter thickness meats to get me the piece of meat that I need. So what I do is I send my husband up there. Now, very interesting. When my husband goes up there to get meat, he gets a thicker piece. I don't know how that happens. You know, they say discrimination does exist and women are equal to men. No, they're not. I do not get the same amount of meat when I'm up at the buffet going to the carving station. And you know what it is? It's because these big guys are afraid of other big guys. Like, you know what? He's going to ask for more meat. I don't want to do the extra work. But they're not expecting a petite, very delicate-looking female like myself, right? Waddling up there, expecting a big, giant piece of meat. Well, they better, because I don't go to the buffet anymore because I don't get the amount of meat that I need. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Daily Mail has a little list of celebrities who have battled painkiller addictions. Michael Jackson, apparently back in 1993, had to cancel his worldwide dangerous tour, quote-unquote dangerous tour, after developing a painkiller addiction. Remember he had that 1984 burn injury? Wasn't he filming a Pepsi commercial and then his hair got caught on fire? Yeah, that was horrible. Poor guy. I'm not sure what happened, but he ended up, I don't know if that was the true cause of him needing the narcotics. He had a variety of other issues. I wouldn't be surprised if he had some immunological or inflammatory disease such that that's why he always had to wear a mask. He was dealing with vitiligo, loss of pigmentation. He didn't want to get germs from other people. I wouldn't be surprised if he was on steroids, decreasing inflammation. But they say he developed a painkiller addiction from the burn issue he had 9 years prior. Winona Ryder, when she was arrested for shoplifting in 2001, police found 8 different painkillers in her purse. She said, made you, quote, out of your head. Not sure what that means, but anyway. In 2002, Friends star Matt Perry, right, admitted to taking the painkiller Vicodin to help him overcome hangovers from alcohol addiction. Nicole Richie said she suffered from a Vicodin addiction when she was arrested for driving the wrong way on the California freeway in 2006. Rapper Eminem reported drinking a bottle of rum mixed with Vicodin and ecstasy. He did kick the habit. Jamie Lee Curtis said after she overcame alcohol, used painkillers after a cosmetic procedure and became addicted. Wow. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We remember the fallen and those who sacrificed December 7th, 1941, when a surprise attack by the Japanese on Pearl Harbor began at 7:55 a.m. Hawaii time. Clear sky, I believe it was a Sunday, and battleships were obliterated. 2,400 American men, women, and children were killed. And that's when FDR declared war on Japan. Then later, Italy, Germany declared war on the U.S. America now on the thrust of World War II, and the attack of Pearl Harbor is something that, didn't level us, but brought us together and ended up turning around and making us the force that we are today. So for those who sacrificed, your death was not in vain, and we really appreciate your commitment to this country, as well as the families that lost loved ones back then. Okay, I want to talk about what's going on in California. A lot of scary updates. I mean, Southern California now is still under siege by a new fire, including one in Malibu. Multiple new fires have broken out today. Firefighters are still grappling with the ones already burning. The largest fire of which has charred about 96,000 acres around Ventura. You can see it from space. Apparently, there are pictures from space looking at the fire in Ventura. It just looks like part of the beautiful countryside land there just in smoke. The photos were posted on Twitter by the International Space Station astronaut Randy Bresnik. You see plumes of smoke covering the land and sea. 5 wildfires continuing to rage as of that time, but we have some new fires that have come out. Apparently, thousands of evacuations have had to occur. Schools have been shut down. Highways shut down. Winds are expected to strengthen. Gusts are threatening to reach 80 miles an hour. According to Chief Ken Pelmont of CAL FIRE, he says these will be the winds where there will be no ability to fight fires. He said this will be about evacuations and getting people out from in front of any fires that start. Chief Pimlott said forecasters are using a purple color on maps to indicate an area of extreme fire risk, which he called an unprecedented designation. He said, we've never used purple before. His agency warned of epic winds racing across a very extremely dry and densely populated region. You know, droughts are bad enough. Droughts are devastating enough for any area. But then you add on top of that the fire risk, it's deadly. It's so bad. So the latest that we're getting from the New York Times is the 4 fires in Los Angeles and Ventura counties have already scorched more than 116,000 acres as of this morning. None of the fires have yet reached a 15% containment. So they still have a long way to go. Late last night, officials sent an emergency alert to all of Los Angeles County, warning extreme fire danger to all of L.A. County. Hey, I mean, we're not talking just rural, out in the fields, mountains type of thing. The fires in total have destroyed more than 300 homes, businesses, and other buildings. The outbreaks have forced nearly 200,000 people in the L.A. and Ventura areas to evacuate. Thousands of firefighters have been summoned to help. Fire and smoke forced the closing now of the 101 freeway. Remember the 405 freeway had to be closed, the one connecting the valley to Santa Monica. Now the 101, which connects Ventura to Hollywood and below. So multiple evacuations there. Hundreds of schools have been closed for the rest of the week because there's such a thick blanket of smoke filling the skies. The L.A. Unified School District said at least 322 schools, including independent charters, are not going to hold classes. The National Weather Service, which warned of the risk of, quote, very rapid fire growth, said winds could diminish Friday into Saturday. They say 40 miles to the northwest of Los Angeles, the largest of several fires, had consumed about 96,000 acres as of this morning, at least 150 structures, possibly hundreds more, threatened 15,000 others in the city of Ventura and neighboring communities. An emergency official said early Thursday that the blaze, known as the, quote, Thomas Fire, continues to burn actively with extreme rates of spread and long-range spotting when pushing by winds. So part of the region's 101 freeway had to be shut down as well. So, you have to basically sleep with one eye open, they say. Now, apparently the wildfires are starting to circle the Los Angeles area and it's threatening Bel Air. They were talking about how all these stars have had to leave their homes, had to, evacuate their fancy homes. Again, I know nobody feels sorry for, rich people and movie stars because they all have, second or third homes anywhere. But still, it's still devastating. So the Thomas Fire is the biggest one. That's one in Ventura. Then you got the Creek Fire near Sylmar. That's as of now, they say about 5% contained. The Rye Fire near Santa Clarita. is at about 15% contained, covering 7,000 acres. The Skirball Fire, which is now threatening Bel Air, and Celebrity Homes, it's the smallest, covers about 475 acres, not contained. Then there's something called the Little Mountain Fire. That's near San Bernardino. The Little Mountain Fire is the smallest, about 260 acres. But they say, actually, it's still burning, but they have it contained. So they have made some headway with that. So, again, we pray for everyone, you know, who's dealing with this right now. A lot of ramifications. You got bad air. With bad air, you have asthma, wheezing, lung disorders. People who are respiratorily vulnerable are going to be at risk. We're coming into flu season. We're already in flu season. California's also dealing with these, you know, this hepatitis outbreak and a whole variety of other things. It's not a good time, not a good mix. The winds are expected to be, like I said, 80 miles per hour. So we hope that, you know, we hope that they could, I apologize, we're getting some breaking news here. Okay, I'll keep you guys updated. All right, well, we hope that they could successfully battle this. If you want to help, donate blood. Okay, I mean, please, all right? Obviously, these people in California, all right, are not doing the regular blood donations. Whenever a tragedy like this happens, we could use you, we could definitely use blood. Go to your local Red Cross, your United Blood Services, One Blood, any of the blood centers that are in your area. And if you have a problem finding a blood center, please reach out to me, drdahlia.com, and we will find you one. Also, Red Cross could sure use some donations because they're helping a lot of people that are displaced. So please go to redcross.org if you could donate as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so they say if you microwave hard-boiled eggs, they could explode. Okay? And a lot of people like to do this. But they say the blast is far more likely to make a real bad mess than hurt your hearing. I guess people were concerned about that large banging sound that people get when they blow up an egg. This is according to research presented yesterday at the Acoustical Society of America meeting in New Orleans. All right. So apparently there was a lawsuit where a man claimed to have suffered burns and hearing damage after a microwaved hard-boiled egg exploded in his mouth at a restaurant. Researchers from Charles M. Salter Associates in San Francisco, called as expert witnesses, couldn't find scientific papers backing up the claim that an egg bursting could cause hearing loss. However, I guess on YouTube, there's a lot of egg explosions, all right, and videos documenting this. So the researchers microwaved peeled hard-boiled eggs in water on high power for 3 minutes. The eggs were uncooperative, they said. Some exploded in the microwave, some wouldn't explode at all. But of the nearly 100 eggs tested, 28 exploded outside of the microwave after they were poked with a meat thermometer. From 30 centimeters away, they say the sound pressure from those explosions ranged from 86 to 133 decibels. So, 108 decibels... is about the same as that of an average rock concert. So continuous exposure can definitely damage hair cells inside the ears. And the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health sets recommendation exposure limits to 85. But since an egg burst is only milliseconds, it's not going to cause long-term hearing damage. Find another hobby, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.